what's up? This is Just Plain Nonsense.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Rob. Hey, all right, so...
Hi, Rob.
Hey, what's going on? So, I've been spending a lot of time on the toilet recently, right?
I don't know what to say to that.
So,
good for you, Rob.
Thanks. Thank you. But I've been while I was sitting on there, I've been like messing around with these apps and stuff. And I found this speech jammer app. And what a speech jammer is it like it takes your voice and delays it just a little bit. And you wear headphones when you do it and you talk into it and it plays your voice just a little bit later than when you say it. So it really, really messes with you. And I want you to try that. I want you to try it out.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about it before.
I've been dying to do it on the podcast, so we're going to do it today.
I'm pretty excited to test it out.
Right. So while I was looking for one of those, I came across a couple other apps that we're going to try out, like some voice changers and stuff. I think that'll be kind of fun.
So what does the Jammer app do exactly?
I just explained it.
Did you?
Yeah.
I zoned out.
It takes,
I was looking at a phone app.
It takes your voice as you say it, and it delays it and plays it just a little bit later than when you said it. So your brain gets confused about what you're saying and what it's hearing, and it messes with your speech, and it's hilarious. So you'll see.
Okay, can't wait.
Okay, so before we get into testing these apps out, I want to hang out with you just for a little bit. So tell me what have you been up to? What's been going on?
Christmas just happened, so
right.
Twas the season.
It was.
Not anymore though, because it's over.
Right. It wasn't anymore.
Yeah.
Twisn't.
It's definitely
twas. Now it twisn't.
Yeah. Twizzlers.
So what did anything happen? Anything special happen?
Open presents, gave presents to be opened, decorated, undecorated.
See, I've never gotten into that. I've never decorated.
Well, you know,
it's just
the season.
Twas if you don't stop with the twasn't.
Totally, I get it.
And
that wasn't
done.
Even close.
I pretty young, pretty much did the same thing. I gave presents and I gave them to my nieces and nephew, and it was awesome. Like, I love giving gifts and stuff, but when I get gifts, I'm a little like, I don't know. I just prefer to give them than to get them.
Depends.
No, I don't give those.
No,
those are like grown up diapers.
No, man, because you can get there's some pretty sweet gifts out there.
Like candy and stuff?
Like, if I bought you a new car, you would prefer getting a new car over giving someone a $5 gift at a company.
Well, obviously, I would want a car over a $5 gift.
I just want to specify here. It's not always better, you know.
I don't know.
You can enjoy a gift sometimes.
Would you rather receive a car or give a really nice gift to somebody?
Depends on the really nice gift. Depends on the somebody. Fair?
I guess.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot. I mean, I'd rather give gifts to, you know, my kids and... my wife and my best friends, you know.
Hey, that's me.
Yeah, you're all of them.
Wait, now I'm confused.
I'm friends with all of your personalities, so.
I don't have a bunch of
personalities
that I know of.
That's because I know your personalities better than you do, Rob.
Oh. I guess, do you think that if I had multiple personalities, like, would I know about the other ones?
I think they just...
You're supposed to be like, oh, if you don't know about them, then obviously you wouldn't because you're...
They're strangers to you. So.
Right.
Yeah. So let's talk about apps.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what? I'm being a bad friend to all of you. How was your Christmas?
I just told you.
Did you?
Kind of.
Because I don't really feel like you did tell me.
Okay. So I don't really have I don't have a family like you do. So, you know, you spend time with your wife and your kids and you have like a bunch of, you know, your wife's family and your family. So you got like 30 Christmases that you do.
Yeah.
So I don't have that. So I don't spend a whole lot of time doing that. So I went to my brother's house because like when it comes to the holidays and stuff, I pretty much just like everybody's like, hey, Rob, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? And I'm like, nothing. So, I mean, I don't have a family to cook for and stuff. So it's like I'll go to somebody's house if they're having a thing. So I usually end up going to my brother's house. So that's what I did. But I gave some like really cool gifts to my nieces and nephew. And
so if anybody on here wants to invite Rob over for any holiday event like Thanksgiving or Christmas
dinner.
Yeah,
just contact me, Rob, at justplainnonsense.ninja.
And he will be there.
You got to give me the address, though, and then send me a menu so I can decide if I want to go or not, you know. Because you know how I'm going to get a ton of invitations, so I've got to decide which one I'm going to go to.
Yeah. I see that. So apps.
Like appetizers?
Oh, man. You always hit on me for doing it.
Hey, right.
I'm rubbing off on you.
Okay. Apps. I've been using them on the toilet. Do you do the same thing?
Yes. I think that's like super common because, I mean, the toilet's is considered downtime.
Right. And you know what, though, is I use apps a lot of times. I use apps to delay doing work. So I'm supposed to be like editing a show or, you know, whatever I'm doing. But I don't do that because I'll sit and I'll be like, oh, I probably need to check Instagram for the 37th time in the last hour. So I'm like, what new stuff do I have up here? So I waste a lot of time on these apps.
See, I'm not like big on a lot of the apps, but recently I guess I'm the last person to discover this.
Yeah.
But TikTok.
Yeah.
I found that one. I just love because I can just scroll through randomness. And it, I don't know. For me, that's
I think it works perfect for you because everything is so random and it's like what it's out there.
Yeah.
It's not, there's no linear.
It lets me know what's happening.
Oh, I'm going to shoot myself in the face.
There's probably an app for that.
So that works for you really well. Cause there's no two things on there that are going to be like, nothing's repetitive. It's all like just random.
I mean, there's a sense of repetitiveness to it. Cause when somebody sees something that goes viral or they see something they like, a lot of people will imitate it.
Right.
They're
so short and like you, I mean, it works for you. Cause you're just like, I'm done with that. Let me move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
But if you do like the song or whatever, you can continue on and listen to more stuff or watch more stuff with that one particular song or soundbite.
Yeah, there's a few. I'm turning into something. I don't know. It's weird.
You share a lot of stuff on Facebook. So if you guys haven't, you need to go follow Michael on Instagram and Facebook because he's been sharing a lot of stuff. My favorite one that you shared was the little dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly what they were doing, but I was dying laughing when I saw that one.
Yeah, it was pretty stupid. I liked it.
I got on TikTok back when it was called Musical.ly or however you pronounce that. Musical.ly. I was on there for like 3 days and I was like, I can't handle this. It was so random and so like just, I found it kind of obnoxious. I was like, I can't be on this app.
Dude, I'm not really a tech savvy guy. I'm not really on apps a lot. I mean, as you know, in our writing, I do the old school pen and paper.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I have filing cabinets for stuff that I'm not really, I'm less into the digital world and less into apps.
Right.
But for some reason, this app's got me. And it got to the point, and it's been a few months now, and it would be to where I just kind of scroll through it. And the next thing you know, an hour would go by.
It's a time traveling
app. Yeah. You know, throughout my week, my wife would be like, so, you know, you're going to get that done today, right? I'm like, yeah. Because I'm usually pretty productive, you know. And then next thing you know, the few hours that I had to get that task done, I never even left the house or got it done because I was...
Or looked up from your phone.
Because the clock went tick-tock.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I do not miss your puns at all.
So anyway, yeah, it's mindless fun
It's such a time waster.
Yeah.
But like, so what other apps do you use?
I like it though.
Do you use any other apps that you waste your time on?
That's it. I'd never even, I mean, to me, the biggest thing is Facebook. I don't have Snapchat. I don't have, I have Instagram, but I check it like once every 4 or 5 days.
Well, we're going to change that.
Yeah, I know. I barely answer my text messages. So.
That is true. There, you know what? I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret. There was one point where it was 2 weeks straight where Michael did not text me. And I was like, I thought he was mad at me and I thought he hated me until I ran into his wife and I was like, hey, Michael hasn't texted me in 2 weeks. Is he okay? And she goes, you know what? He hasn't texted me in 2 weeks. And I was like, okay, I don't feel so bad anymore.
Yeah, I was in my quiet place, you know, writing.
I spend a lot of time, when I'm on the toilet, I'm mostly on Reddit, because that content constantly changes. And that's one of my time wasting apps is Reddit. I don't do any of the like little bejeweled games or like I said, I can't do TikTok. I couldn't handle it. I uninstalled it after 3 days.
What's that strange stimulation on things like that where you don't know what's going to be in the next second when you flip it. So you got that.
Yeah.
That release.
It's that immediate gratification of new content constantly coming in and you don't know what's next. That'll actually get me on Facebook. Sometimes I'll be scrolling through Facebook and I'm like, I'll go through stuff. And I'm sure everybody does this where you're like, I don't care. Ooh, that's interesting. I don't care. I actually have a friend who, when he scrolls through Facebook or Instagram, he'll scroll so fast, I can't see anything. Like, he showed me how he scrolls through, because I was asking him one time, I'm like, do you even look at anything?
Oh my gosh, my wife does that. I'm like, how did you read that?
Yeah, they just scroll so fast. And it's like, how are you even looking at anything? And then he even told me, he goes, I don't stop on anything that has text. I skip it all. He goes, I go to just the pictures.
Oh, see, you know what really, one of the biggest things on a lot of these apps, and I've been seeing a lot on this TikTok app too, but, you know, Facebook especially, is how cruel people can be, or how bold people are.
Oh yeah. When they're anonymous.
When they're anonymous, or when they just know that, you know, they're in the safety of the room behind a screen or something, right, or on the toilet, you know?
Yeah. That's usually called, I think, something like a keyboard warrior or something like that. Yeah, where they're,
but it drives me, I mean, I watched,
they're hidden by their anonymity. That's why
there was a video of, this guy who was, he was mentally challenged, and because of that TikTok app, like, he got a lot of his stuff funded. People were like, you know,
like, he was on TikTok.
Yeah. And okay, it was like, people were supporting him. It was a great thing. And as I was scrolling through reading the comments that people put on it, I mean, a lot of, there was good support, but I was surprised how many people were mocking him and making fun of him. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, like, the social media and the internet in general is all, it's a very fickle creature, because it's like, sometimes you'll see someone who has a handicap like that, and their people are like just hounding them and making fun of them so hard. But then on other social media platforms, or it just in on the same one, just at a different time, 100% support, and they're always loving on them and stuff. And it's a very, very strange phenomenon.
Well, I joke about like wanting to like headbutt somebody when they do stuff like that, but I'm generally I care for people, you know?
Right.
Even if I make fun of them in another sense, but I never in the way to hurt them, you know? And so like I get on there and I do the opposite. I'm the anti, keyboard warrior, you know, I
you go, defend the
people. I'll go in there and just go right back
at them. Keyboard white knight.
Yep. But yeah, I mean, it's just crazy, because it shows you like what, you never know what's inside somebody's head, and it's crazy just to see how many people in there are just like messed up.
Yeah, they show their true colors.
But there's also a lot of awesome things that get exposed on these apps with technology that, you know, get a lot of cool things out there, and ideas and people's creativity, you know, that don't have the funding of a major producer or somebody to help get their ideas out there. Unlike our company, which you should check, which I'm shamelessly plugging, which you should check out, you know.
You told me you were going to do that.
TripleHelix.com.
Nope.
I mean, nope, that's not it. Just kidding. Triple, that's fake news. TripleHelix.media.
There you go. You got it.
Yeah. So now that we did that, and I just did that, let's move on. So this
Speech Jammer.
The Speech Jammer.
Yeah. I want you to try it out, because it's going to be, I think it's going to be super, super funny. So go ahead and pull up the definition of nonsense on Wikipedia. Look up nonsense on Wikipedia.
Okay.
I've given Michael my phone. And on my phone is a speech jammer. So he's going to hold the phone up to his mouth, and it's going to send through Bluetooth through our interface, and it's going to go back into his headphones. So he's going to hear what he's saying a couple milliseconds after he says it. So this is going to be, I think it's going to be absolutely hilarious. So go ahead and give it a shot. Hit start and then go ahead and give it a shot.
Whew, okay, I'm nervous. Nonsense is a communication via speech writing. Wow, this is hard. Or any other symbolic system that lacks any coherent meaning. Sometimes in ordinary usage, nonsense is synonymous with absurdity or the ridiculous. Many poets, novelists, and songwriters have used nonsense in their works, often creating entire works using it for reasons ranging from pure comic amusement or satire to illustrating a point about language or reasoning. In the philosophy of language and philosophy philosophy of science, nonsense is distinguished
and he's from still going.
Sense or meaningfulness, and attempts have been made to come up with a coherent and consistent method
of distinguishing from nonsense. It is also important field study of study in cryptography.
Cryptography. What was that?
I can't say this word. The voice. Regarding separating a signal from noise.
Oh.
And
thank God that's over.
why was that so hard? Hearing that my headphones come back like that.
Because your brain can't process it. Because it's happening. Dude, you look like you're about to pass out. You were like
so
getting
tough.
So loud. I kept having to turn it down. You're getting louder and louder and louder. And I kept having to turn
it's
it
like,
down.
It's like you see those guys, they're trying to speak to somebody who speaks a different language, and they just start yelling.
Yep.
Like, where is your bathroom? Thank you.
It was
like
that. Super hard. Yeah, so that's what I was hoping for. That was awesome.
Was it?
That was so good. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play it back here for a second, and I'm going to let you guys hear what he heard, instead of hearing just his voice. So check this out.
Using it for pure comic amusement or satire. To illustrating a point about language or reasoning
in the philosophy
of language
and philosophy
of science.
Dude, you had so much trouble with the word philosophy. Philosophically.
Dude, when you hear that playing back in your head and it just jumbles you up, the psychological effect was intense.
Dude, I watched a couple of videos on it, and I died. I was dying laughing just watching those people, man. It was so funny.
Oh, yeah. Forming speech was ridiculous.
What is it?
Forming speech. Like, trying to actually read words was tough.
Oh, yeah. Oh, forming speech. That's what you said. I gotcha. Yeah. Yeah.
It was, woo.
It was so funny.
So, should I try to sing a song on it?
What?
Have you heard people sing songs on it?
No, I haven't heard anybody sing a song on it.
Dude, can I try? Should I wing a song on it?
Yeah.
Because I bet how it sounds if you're trying to, like, you know, carry it.
Try to do the melody and the timing and everything.
Yeah.
Dude, do it. Do it.
All right, should I hit the play button and just sing the first song that comes to my head?
What do you got?
Let me think here. All right, I got it.
Oh, no.
All right, here we go. So I want to do a song that I just know the lyrics, so that way let's really put this to the test.
It should be one that everybody knows. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, okay. I got it. Ready?
Go.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped upside down. And I'd like to take a minute just to sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground, is where I spent most of my days. I spent chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool, and shooting some b-ball outside of school. When a couple of guys, they were up to no good, started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got a little fight, and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air." I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate said fresh, and it had a dice in the mirror. If
dude,
anything,
you destroyed
I could
that.
Say this cab was rare, but I thought, nah, forget it. Yo, home to Bel Air. I pulled up to the house around 7 or 8 and yelled to the cabbie, "Yo, homes. Smell you later." Looked at my kingdom. I was finally there to sit on my throne as the prince of Bel Air. Done.
Dude, that was a nightmare. That was so bad.
Oh man, that was rough.
That sounded rough. It sounded like you didn't even know like the cadence for the song or anything.
I know. I feel like, yeah, doing a song that we all know by heart, I thought the rhythm would carry me through it. But it started to get, I feel like that was, I didn't hear myself without the thing, you know, without the, which I don't know how I actually sounded.
Right.
You know?
Probably worse than I thought.
I mean, it was pretty awesome.
I feel like we couldn't do a whole episode on this because it'd be incredibly obnoxious.
Right. I think what cracks me up the most about it is when you draw out words, like you say something and you just like your brain repeats it in your head, or you hear it and your brain just sticks with it and you keep saying that same syllable like for a long time.
Yeah, it's almost like you have somebody screaming somebody saying what you're saying in your ear at the same time, speeding it up kind of. And then you have somebody in your other ear saying the same thing, repeating it back to you, but slowly all at the same time in the headphones. So
was it fun though? That's what matters.
Oh, it was fun. I'm just very grateful that I don't have to live my life like that.
That would be awful, man. I wonder if there's like some kind of auditory hallucination thing where people have to deal with that.
If so, you have my respect.
Yeah, that'd be awful.
That was rough. So anyway,
all right. So I found these other sound apps. These things are so much fun. I found this voice changer app with sound effects. So I can like do all different kinds of stuff. So
what do you mean by sound effects?
Like I can do like a robot voice. There's like, it'll slow it down. I can do it fast. There's like a sheep and a monster and an alien.
Well, I guess if we're going to use their stuff for our show, we should say their name.
What it is.
And say, we should say their name too. Give them credit. We're not going to.
I don't know what
app. Because then it feels like stealing. You're just using something.
Oh, it's just called VoiceFX.
Okay, cool. That's the name of the app.
Yeah, VoiceFX is what it's called. The letters FX.
So the first app, good job. That worked. It jammed my mind.
It jammed your speech real good.
What was it called? Yeah,
Speech Jammer.
Speech Jammer.
Yeah. It's by Yuchen Hou. Hou. I'm not sure how to say it, but yeah, if you want to check it out, that's who makes it.
That one got the pass. It worked.
Yep. So awesome.
This next one's what it's...
This one's voice effects. We're just going to change the voice. So give me something to say. What should I say into it? So I have to record it and then play it back. So we're going to hear it, me saying it normally. And then when I play it back, you'll hear the effects on it.
Don't overflush your toilet or your water bill would be expensive.
All right.
Keep your laundry to a minimal.
Okay.
Use generic detergents.
I can't. Well. You want me to say all that stuff?
Use generic items to save money, but don't use generic all the time because there's certain things you shouldn't go generic on.
All right, I'm going to paraphrase that.
Just say what you want, man. I don't know.
I can't. If you say something, it's going to pick it up. So I'm going to say, I had to stop it. You ready?
Okay.
I know you. I'm just staring at you, waiting for you to say something. Okay. Don't flush your toilet too much or you'll get an expensive water bill. You want to make sure not to buy the generic stuff whenever you buy diapers and flushables. But make sure that you don't flush your toilet too much because you don't want an expensive water bill.
Amen.
Now that sounded like a boring sentence, but we're going to play this back and it's going to be, we're going to choose a chipmunk. That's going to be the first thing we're going to hear.
Don't flush your toilet too much or you'll get an expensive water bill. You want to make sure not to buy the generic stuff whenever you buy diapers and flushables, but make sure that you don't flush your toilet too much because you don't want an expensive water bill.
That didn't sound like me at all. All right. Let's see a robot.
Don't flush your toilet too much or you'll get an expensive water bill. You want to make sure not to buy the generic stuff whenever you buy diapers and flushables, but make sure that you don't flush your toilet too much because you don't want an expensive water bill.
What do you know about toilet stuff? You're a robot.
It doesn't even use. Okay, so this one says female. I don't think it's going to work.
Try it.
I mean, I think it's going to sound
There's so many female voices. I guess
it's going to sound like a dude trying to sound like a chick.
Try it, though.
Don't flush your toilet too much or you'll get an expensive water bill.
Oh,
you want to make sure not to buy the generic stuff whenever you buy diapers and flushables. But make sure that you don't flush your toilet too much because you don't want an expensive water bill.
It kind of sounded like you have this mom that does steroids. And she's like, make sure to clean your room and don't you come home after midnight.
But she's also partially a robot.
Yeah.
All right. So here's this one says male.
The mom voice mated with the robot voice.
Yeah.
And it gets that one.
Yep. Yeah.
Mombot.
It's like your mom has a beard.
That's the mombot voice.
Mombot. Okay, so this one says male. So let's see if it'll make me sound more masculine than I actually do sound.
Don't flush your toilet too much or you'll get an expensive water bill. You want to make sure not to buy the generic stuff whenever you buy diapers and flush.
Okay.
Now that's the Silence of the Lamb voice, bro. Put the lotion on the skin.
All right,
don't overflush your toilet.
I'm going to try that.
Or else you'll get that expensive water bill again.
Okay.
I suck at impersonations.
If you don't stop talking when I hit record.
I can't help it.
It puts the lotion on the skin, or else it flushes the toilet again. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
It puts the lotion on the skin, or else it flushes the toilet again.
Yep.
This one says strong. I've wanted to try this one. I don't know what this one's going to sound like. I think I should. I'm gonna say a different thing though.
Say something strong. Sorry. All right. I know you pushed play. All right. Say something strong. There you go.
I pick up heavy stuff all the time. And then I'm going to talk like this because I want to see how it sounds with the strong voice.
I pick up heavy stuff all the time. And then I'm going to talk like this because I want to see how it sounds with the strong voice.
It sounds like the...
Bane.
No, well, hold on. Let's see. You think you were something about darkness, but I was born into it. I was crafted by it. I don't know the whole line, but there's something like that.
You think you were something about darkness, but I was born into it. I was crafted by it. I don't know the whole line, but there's something like that.
That's.
I don't know Bane's line. Like,
yeah, that was not it. Close though.
Okay. What was I going to do? Oh, no, that actually sounded like, I don't know. You probably haven't played it, the Jackbox Party Pack, but there's a game on there called Murder Trivia Murder Party or Murder Trivia Party. Something like that. And that sounds like the guy from that. Like, he's a little narrator that does that. All right, this one says double. Let's see what this one sounds like.
You think you were something about darkness, but I was born into it.
That's enough of that one.
Yeah, I started getting scared, bro. You should say something positive if you're going to use that one. Like, I love flowers.
Right.
This is a positive. Like, I love flowers or give me a hug, my friend.
All right, let's try that.
See if you can.
I like flowers. Give me a hug, my friend. All right, this is going to be creepy, dude.
I like flowers. Give me a hug, my friend.
That was a lot better.
Yeah, it helped. It helped. It took the goosebumps down a little bit.
All right. So, let's see. I don't know what this one's going to sound like, so I got to come up with something fun to say.
What is it called?
Mask. And it's like a respirator.
I wear a mask.
This is my best Bane impression, because I think it's probably going to sound like Bane.
This is my best Bane impression, because I think it's probably going to sound like Bane.
No, that sounded more like an astronaut. One large step for man.
Here, I got it. One enormous step for Homo sapiens. One small, giant piece of cheese for the moon, right?
No.
Definitely turning this down because it was super loud last time.
One enormous step for Homo sapiens. One small, giant piece of cheese for the moon, right?
For freedom.
All right, I'm gonna actually do the real quote. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
That wasn't bad.
That was pretty good.
That was a pretty good one. All right.
You got a point for that one.
This one says drunk. So what if I talked in a drunk voice and used the drunk sound at the same time?
It might do both things, because it kind of distorts. You kind of want it to see how much it actually.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll see it first. Well, no, I want to mess it up first. So see, I'm gonna slur my words.
See if you can break it.
Yeah. All right. I was kind of walked to the store the other day, and I didn't know where I was going, and I fell down two steps, and then I fell up four steps, and I thought I was dancing.
That's pretty good, man.
Thanks, buddy. All right, here we go.
I was kind of walked to the store the other day, and I didn't know where I was going, and I fell down two steps, and then I fell up four steps, and I thought I was dancing.
That was really good. That like sounded like somebody super duper drunk.
You need to go to the hospital.
All right, now I'm going to talk normally and see if it messes you up. I'm a normal person who speaks normally and talks about normal things, but I think I might be a little bit tipsy.
I'm a normal person who speaks normally and talks about normal things, but I think I might be a little bit tipsy.
It did good, but it's like really distorted when it messes your voice up. It's really distorted.
Yeah.
Super low quality. Let's see. I'm going to do the sheep. What would a sheep say?
I could tell you what the fox says.
My favorite one is cha 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 cha. All right.
What did the sheep say?
What does the sheep say? Ba, ba, bah. I'm thinking it's going to distort it. So I'm saying bah, like, it's going to make it go. Ah, ah, ah. So I'm just trying to make it sound normal. Bah.
What does the sheep say?
Bah, bah, bah. I'm thinking it's gonna distort it, so I'm saying bah, like, it's gonna make it go ah, ah, ah.
So I'm just trying to make it sound normal. Bah.
Oh man, talking about wasting time on apps.
Yeah, dude, this app is gonna, like, after they get done listening to this episode, if they decide to make it through this whole one, I think it's gonna, like, mess with your head the entire day. Like, you might have a headache, or you just might be a little, because I feel loopy right now.
Well, I hope everybody goes
all the sound distortion has been like, whoa.
Yeah, that's messing with me a little bit. Ooh. All right, I got just a couple more I want to try. What are they? I want to try the monster. I am a monster. I do monster things, and I go, rawr. All right, come on, monster. Be a good one.
I am a monster. I do monster things. Then I go,
should have been like cookies.
That'd be the cookie monster.
He's a monster, bro. Don't discriminate.
You don't discriminate.
Just because he's what, little and blue? Well, you got,
he's not little.
He's a monster,
man.
Too, man.
He's like
six. He's a foot, monster, too.
He's like 6 foot four, isn't he?
No, dude. Cookie monsters look little, man.
Does he have the diabetes?
I don't know, man, but he's a monster, too.
Monster equality all.
There's going to be a hashtag on this. After this.
Hashtag monster 2. Alright, this is the alien. It's just playing it backwards. Alright, that's enough of that.
As the number one choice of hospital, Pampers Swaddlers.
What's going on?
Alright.
Their phone advertisements.
Yeah.
See, that's one that I don't like about apps, is you get into an app and all of a sudden they start plugging in these ads.
Yeah. Dumb.
That's something YouTube did start ticking me off, because I love YouTube, but I hate watching a video and then I get written in and they just do, you know, these random ads. Like,
you know what I don't mind about, though, like, is I don't mind that on YouTube, because I guess because I expect it, right? And there's random. On some videos it won't play an ad, but other ones it will. But on Facebook, as soon as they inform you that they're about to play an ad, I don't finish the video. I just back out of it.
Yeah, every time I do.
You do? So you don't watch the rest of the video? Because I'm like, it's not worth it.
Yeah, because it irritates me. Because I'm deciding if I'm into the video all the way.
Right.
And then right then you're like, you know, this auto place, blah, blah, blah. And if you, did you know if you do a certain type of insurance, you'll have blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, because I get advertisements. They're necessary, you know, like if we
quote
had some
unquote necessary.
Well, I mean, if you believe in what they're doing, you know, or if you're interested in it, but
right.
Like if we got advertisers, then so hear that, listeners, if we end up having advertisers in the future, it's because we believe in the product and we want you to have it.
Right.
Unless they pay us
a lot of money.
Yeah. And it won't be like every 9 minutes. They're like, blah, 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 blah. This new blah, 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 and this new blah, blah, blah. And like, oh, I don't even care.
Well, we do need to get back into creating fake products, like we did that one time with Brett.
Yeah.
We need to have, like, create fake products and then have people, like, come up with the, or we create a slogan and they come up with a product for it.
Yeah,
we
fake
need to get
advertisement just for humor. Dude, that app has messed with my brain. I cannot speak.
Humor purposes.
Yes. To create, you know, fake advertisement just for poops and giggles.
Right.
But... Yeah, I mean, I'm not against it. But it'd be something I'd want people to use. Like, I'd like, just everybody needs this. It'd be that kind of advertisement.
Right, right. Or something that we, you know, that we believe in, that we have actually tried and we would feel okay endorsing.
Well, I've heard on certain podcasts, certain people will, instead of having the commercial come over, because people want to, if they listen to a podcast, they want to hear that podcast. They want to hear those people speak.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I've heard certain ones, certain podcasts, the host will talk about the product himself or herself, and it doesn't annoy me away from the episode.
Right,
it doesn't annoy me in the moment. It doesn't
come
ruin
in with
my
some
moment.
Crappy jingle and then, yeah, well, not necessarily crappy.
Because to me, a lot of those advertisements, dude, that app messed me up, dude. A lot of those advertisements, what they do is they annoy you to the point to where it just ruins the experience. For example, if you and I are having a great conversation and somebody just comes in out of nowhere and you don't even want to hear what they have to say and they just change the conversation.
Right.
And you're like, hey, man, thanks. I really needed that talk about financial growth, man. I really appreciate it. Someone just comes and goes, do you like bananas? Well, let me talk to you about this new banana that's out. And you're like, dude, why did you do that to me?
Right. Yeah, why? that makes sense.
You know, that's how I feel about it. So there's a good way to go about it. And if we ever do it, it would be, we'd believe it. And it'd have to be we talk about right. the product.
I can actually relate to that because you know how I talk about how I hate being interrupted all the time. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the same thing. Like I'm having a conversation with somebody. Somebody else comes in and takes over the conversation. It's the same thing with the ads mm-hmm. popping in the middle. I think that's why I don't like the Facebook ones. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know how to explain it. I was going to say, like, it's like being intrusive. But
no, that'd be pretty cool if, you know, we were heard on this and they actually changed it and then everybody would be happier. They would make money from their sponsors. Everything would go well. Everybody would win. They would win. The advertisers would win. We win. Listeners would win. It's win-win.
And then we would be...
We'll start change right here.
Right. Hashtag change advertising forever.
Yeah, because let's say we don't want to steal somebody else's hashtag.
Man, all the hashtags have been used. All the good ones. So if you want a hashtag now, it has to be super long.
Are you challenging me? Because I'll probably create one.
No, I mean, you have created a couple in the past. Like there's one that's like 1,000 letters long that we did a couple of episodes ago. Mm-hmm. I don't remember exactly what it is. But
I'll publish this next book all in hashtag. Like I'll start the book. Oh, crap.
The whole book will be a hashtag.
Don't put this on there because I'm going to steal it. I'm going to have a book called hashtag and it's going to start with hashtag and the whole story. Yes.
But you can't have any spaces.
I know. It's going to be amazing and so difficult to read. Don't put this on the air because I'm going to do it. That's going to be my next 5-minute, my next little book thing I post on the webpage.
Yeah, of course. I won't put this on there at all.
No, don't, because I want me to steal it.
Okay.
Hashtag copyright.
Okay, so I have another app that I want you to try. Okay. Since you like to rap.
I don't, and I don't even really care for most rap. Just
you do like to rap. We've done it on the
only
on the podcast.
When I'm like super caffeinated and I'm just being goofy. I don't actually even know anything about rap.
Well, that's what makes this good because yeah. I have a rap app.
Really?
Yes. It plays a beat. You rap to it, and then you play it back, and it plays the you know mixes the things and does the stuff.
Ah,
right. Because words.
So I actually understand it now.
Good. All right.
I understand this app.
I want you to try this. Now, here's the thing, though. It's got a ton of stuff on here, but I'm not going to pay for any of them. So there's 3 free ones, and you get to choose which ones you want. There's one called Impossible, one called Let You Love Me, and one called Turkey Burgers. I want you to do Turkey Burgers.
What? So I'm just going to freestyle rap?
Yep. You got a freestyle
rap.
All
right. Hand me that voice thing that messes my voice up. My brain's still recovering from it.
I don't want to get up.
I'm all over here. No, I'm back. All right.
All right. So I want to see you come up with a rap.
My car keys just
attack. They just attacked you.
Okay. So, all right. I don't even know what. I don't.
Just start pushing
rap,
buttons and
so
see what
I
happens.
I don't know what's gonna. I'm not actually a rapist, so I don't really.
Or as you would say, listen to the speech jammer, a rapicist.
All right. Ready?
Yep. I'm
so
ready.
Just push this.
Push a couple buttons and see what happens. Like figure it out.
Oh, because you said you want me to do turkey burgers?
Yeah, there's one called Turkey Burgers. I don't want you to do that one.
Okay. All right, here I go. You only got one shot.
Don't miss your chance to blow.
And my arms are sweaty and they have spaghetti. All right, ready?
I told you were a good rapper.
Thanks. All right, here goes the flow. All right. Wait for the timer.
Yo.
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 What up?
Yo. And rap battle. Scurvy cattle. I don't live in Seattle. I drink milk. I wear silk. Hand me a frying pan so I can make scrambled eggs for Lieutenant Dan. Soda for my Yoda. Lightsaber. Child labor. Boil a banana while watching Hannah Montana. Guess where else I don't live? Atlanta. I'm sitting next to it. To a table made of glass. I didn't end the rhyme the way you thought, because I got class. Rap over.
What up?
Peace, homies.
Word.
Yeah, later. That was a good rap. That rap was good.
Yeah.
G-U-D.
Yeah.
From the hood.
We
H-U-D.
Out. What up?
I pronounced it right. That rap was so tight.
All right. That's enough.
I'm like a bird.
Turn it off
flight.
Now, because we need to
stop.
You
gotta shut me down.
This is getting terrible.
I'm like a clown, but I'm trying to turn around.
Hit the freaking stop button. Yeah.
That will make me frown.
Okay, so.
I think this will launch a rapid career for me?
I don't know, man. You sound super, super white. So, I mean, you're not a bad rapist.
Thanks, bro.
Rapistist. It was entertaining for me. Especially since You're white.
That's offensive to skilled rapper. Wow. My brain's still jarred. That's an insult to all those skilled white rappers out there, bro.
Well, I mean, but they still sound white.
It's okay. I defended them. I got you guys.
Defended them?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, speaking of that. So what I want to do is I want to mix these two apps because I want to break your brain even more.
Do you not hear me right now?
Yeah, I do. But I want to hear you even more. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play that beat back and I'm going to have you rap along to it. I want you to make up a new rap, but with the speech jammer turned on.
This psychological experiment is it's taking effect to me, man. I don't know. I might have some weird dreams tonight. I might.
Well, it is almost 5:45 in the morning. So we've been up all night. You're super caffeinated. And I think you can do this.
You know what? Since you believe in me, I believe in me.
All right. This is going to be
awesome.
We
believe in me.
We believe.
Together.
All right. Are you ready?
What are we doing?
What I just said.
Yeah, okay. Rolling. All right. All right. Another freestyle rap here.
All right. All right. Here we go. Yo, what up?
This is another rap song. Don't worry, it won't last long. Socks on my feet, eat deli meat. Taking my sandwich game to the street. Put some sugar on it to make my meat sweet. Rapping to this gangsta tune. Lyrics so powerful, they hit the moon. Word. Hey, I think I did.
That was good timing.
Thanks.
Thanks. I think it didn't. You should probably hit stop. Okay.
I think it didn't mess me up as bad as I thought it would.
Oh, I think it did.
Did it?
Yeah. It wasn't too bad because I think it's a lot easier when what you're saying is short.
Yeah, because it's just a burst of a word.
Yeah.
So I'm just like,
By the time you get done with like four or five words, that's when you start hearing it.
Because I already have a fast brain with that whole ADHD thing.
Right. Right.
So I just shotgun those
lyrics.
Oh, mainly because I wasn't reading anything. I was just
freestyling.
Spitting things from my brain.
Right. No, I think it's the shorter, like if you do short bursts of words, it doesn't mess you up as bad.
So because we should hear it, because I think that on this one, I won against the jammer. I think I probably sounded close to normal. let's play it. This is another rap song. Don't worry, it won't last long. Socks on my feet. Eat deli meat. Taking my sandwich game to the street. Put some sugar on it to make my meat sweet. Rapping to this gangsta tune. Lyrics so powerful, they hit the moon. Word. Wow. So, okay, it did mess me up.
You did okay at the beginning, and then you kind of like, you started stretching your words out at the end, and then at one point you just stopped. You just stopped, like, talking at all in the middle of a word.
Yeah, that was rough.
I love watching you do that. I don't know why. It just cracks me up watching you struggle.
That's an episode we're not going to do again.
Oh, I think we're going to bring out the speech jammer every once in a while. And what I would love to do is if we get some sponsors, I would love to like read their advertisements, like whatever they want us to say with the speech jammer.
All right. Somebody wants anything advertised, get with us on it and we'll...
You're still having trouble talking.
It's like resonate my brain. I just...
I think you're ready to be done.
Yeah, that was rough. So let's, how about we just call that an episode? Let's go ahead and close this with some good conversation.
I would really love to close this out. Like, have you close it out with the speech jammer? Like, check us out on iTunes. Check us out.
All right. So before that, let's do a little summary here. We went through some apps. That was fun.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun.
That jammer one definitely.
It's a lot of fun to play with. And it'd be really fun at parties.
Yeah. I guess we just did actually advertise.
Yeah, we did. I mean, the Speech Jammer app, if you want to check it out, go download it. And it's a lot of fun to play with, especially at parties. Like you can die laughing. You have to have headphones, though. So make sure you got headphones to use it. And
yeah, that was something. It's
Ooh. Yeah, it was rough.
All right, are you ready to close it out, or do you want to like have some conversation right now?
Well, in summary,
mainly we messed with some apps. We talked about Christmas stuff. We mentioned how much we hate Facebook ads.
Yeah.
And what's funny
and how there's a right way to do it.
Yeah.
I think, or a more effective way where we all win.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the medium though. Cause if you're watching a YouTube video of like a movie or whatever, you can't, not a movie, but like a short film or whatever, you can't really have them talk about it. You can do product placement, I guess, but
also in summary, TikTok.
TikTok.
It's an addiction I'm working on, trying to get past it. It's a rough one.
I mean, I think it's kind of replaced Vine a little bit. Did you ever get on Vine?
No. Like I said, I'm not big into apps. I'm not big into social media.
Well, Vine was like, you could do 6-second videos and then you could edit them together.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
And I made a couple, about like this little mannequin that chased me through where I work. I think TikTok has kind of taken the place of that because it's little short videos that you can do. And it's usually based on music or,
I haven't interacted with all people on apps a lot at all. I mean, even back when I was single, dating apps weren't out yet. So we did it like normal people with face-to-face interaction. So there's so much of people's lives that are go around these apps becoming more, the digital is
right. Well, that's where all that advertising comes from too. Cause those apps mine all your data. They know everywhere you go, on every website you go to. And it's like, they know all the keywords that you type in, like everything that you do on your phone, where you go. That's how everybody says it's scary, but it's like, I mean, it is a little bit scary.
It's scary because of the potential.
Yeah. But right now the majority of what it's being used for is just advertising. Like they want to advertise to you what you're going to buy. But what's crazy though, is that
I'm going off the grid, bro.
Good luck. There's something out now called social whispering, which is actually, basically they can tell a client what what their potential customer is going to want before the customer knows that they want it, based on their internet activity and their keyword searches. They can actually like tell a client, they're like, hey, this person is potentially going to want your product.
See, I feel like it feels a lot like if you're at the urinal and somebody goes right next to you and there's space between you. And then not only are they nearby and they're close to that act to you, you know, in your personal space, but they look over and you notice that from time to time they get to peek at you. It doesn't really physically hurt you, but it's just, I feel like I'm being violated.
It's an invasion of privacy.
Yeah. It's like, don't look at me. These are my private things I'm Googling and typing in.
Well, I mean, if you wanted to do that, you need to get on the private internet. Anything you do online is going to be tracked. And it's everybody's like so scared of it, but it's been going on forever.
And I think a lot of people, they're scared of what it's currently being used for. It's what it could potentially be used for, which is the terrifying thing.
Right. Well, it's data mining. Basically, they're just creating a virtual profile of you.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, there was a Black Mirror episode about that. I talk about Black Mirror all the time, but I absolutely love the show. There's a Black Mirror episode about that where they basically, this woman's husband dies and they take his social media profile, all the videos and pictures of him that she has. She uploads them to their server and they create a virtual presence of him. And she can talk to it and have like interactions with it. And then she like orders a robot. She upgrades to the next step and orders an android that looks and acts exactly like him.
See, I don't want that. There's enough me out there. I don't want somebody copying me, and that would be crazy. And
yeah, I don't know if we can handle two of you.
Yeah, that'd be alarming. Two people roaming around the world thinking like me.
Yeah, we don't need none of that.
It's me, not us. Shouldn't be two me's.
What are you even talking about right now?
Siamese. Dude, I need to go to bed, man.
You do need to go to bed.
It's verbal diarrhea right now.
Yeah, and I'm smelling it.
Do you smell what the Michael's cooking? Speaking.
All right. So do you want to actually, what if I close it out with the speech jammer? Or do you want to do it? I like watching you do it. That's like my favorite thing to do as of right now.
Ooh, I mean, it's only going to get worse because I feel like I'm mentally deteriorating from crashing from caffeine.
I'm sitting here smiling, like nodding at Michael because I want him to do it.
And then that psychological warfare I just went through with that app. that many times, but I mean, I guess I could.
I hope you dream in a delay. Like everything you dream is like repeated right after, but real. All right, go ahead and get it going.
Okay, so here we go.
He's going to close it out and tell us to go, you know, check us out on iTunes and all that kind of stuff.
Queso.
Do you remember how we say it? Like what we're going to say to close it out?
Now what?
Just give it a shot. Just give it your best college try. Oh, I'm looking forward to this.
All right, listeners. So I'm going to go ahead and close out with another great app. Closing a great episode, because it's great, of this Just Plain Nonsense. And thank you guys for listening to the words that I eloquently put out there for you guys to hear with your ears and from my mouth, the words. And I love you guys. I actually don't even know you. But thank you for listening. Sorry for listening. Check us out on iTunes, on justplaynonsense.media.
.ninja.
.ninja.
Go ahead and say that Just Plain Nonsense thing over.
Just check us out on justplaynonsense.media.
.ninja.
So check us out on justplaynonsense.ninja. They throw stars. And... am I messing up, Rob?
Check out our store.
We sell stuff that is about the things that we are, and you like that. if you like that, then buy that. If you want to buy it, if you don't, it's all good, bro. Or bras. We are done now with this segment. America. Done.
All right, so just in case you couldn't understand him, check us out on justplaynonsense.ninja.
See why we wouldn't.
Check us out on iTunes. We're on a bunch of different podcasting platforms. Check out our store. You can buy our merch. We got a couple new shirts on there. Especially, definitely check out the Frosted Fleeks shirt that's up now from a couple episodes ago. Two episodes ago, I think, whenever we were breaking Michael's brain even more.
Yeah, it seems like these episodes have been an attack on my mind.
I think that's what we're trying for.
You're trying to break Mike.
Yeah, all right, so that's it. All right, so we'll see you guys in the next one.
Peace. Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped upside down. And I'd like to take a minute to sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground, is where I spent most of my days, chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool, and shooting some b-ball outside of school. Wet a couple of guys up to no good. Started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got a little fight. And my mom got scared and said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle. I whistled for a cab when it came near. The license plate said fresh, and it had a dice in the beer. If anything, I could say this cab was rare. But forget it. Yo, home to Bel Air. I pulled up to the house around seven or eight. And yelled to the cabbie, yo, home. Smell you later. Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the prince of Bel Air.
Done.
All right.
Listeners. So I'm going to go ahead and close out with another great
closing a great episode
because
it's great.
Of this just plain nonsense. And thank you guys for listening to the words that I eloquently put out there for you guys to hear with your ears and from my mouth. The words. And I love you guys. I actually don't even know you. But thank you for listening. Sorry for listening. Check us out on iTunes. I'm just playing nonsense.media.
Ninja.
Just check us out on just playing nonsense.media. So check us out on
just
playing nonsense.ninja. They throw stars. Am I messing this up, Rob?
Check out our store.
We sell stuff that is
about
the things that we are. And you like that?
If you like that,
then buy that. If you want to buy,
if you don't,
it's all good, bro.
Or bras.
We are. Done now
with this
segment America
done.